Okay, thank you. First, I'm going to talk about the UUI draft, version 7. Status of the draft, it has had review from Spencer, Keith, Vijay, and Laura. Thank you for those. It's actually completed SIPPing working group last call on the requirements, and it kind of feels like we're back at SIPPing here, but actually we're not. And essentially, the requirements for this are scoped to the ISDN interworking case and providing this same ISDN service that we need to today as we deploy SIP trunks and SIP devices. So some minor changes to the document as it's gone through the review process. Added the ISUP Q767 reference. Clarified one requirement. Nothing too major. The draft has been fairly stable for a while now. And so basically the idea is to get some discussion on the mechanism. There's one open issue that Jonathan raised on the list this week about whether or not this type of UUI needs the same meta information that we're currently retrofitting to info that we talked about yesterday. So information about what the content is, perhaps who generated it, and things like that. I would argue that actually we can actually avoid doing this as long as we keep the scope of this to the providing the same ISDN service. The way to do that, I think, is to actually since there seems to be interest in a non-ISDN approach that doesn't have the strict limitations of ISDN and is more internet and SIP friendly, that we need to move quickly on a new mechanism, which will have different requirements, different security model associated with it. Call it user info or just reuse call info, for example. And basically use this. And of course, this would need all the meta information. It would be used by intelligent endpoints that would actually know what the information is, and they could sensibly tag it, and devices could do things. Yes, Jonathan.
So, Jonathan Rosemary, I'm really confused because now I do not understand the scope of this document. What I thought I just heard you say is the scope of this document is strictly ISDN ISUP interworking. Is that true or false?
It's providing the same service that ISDN provides today. So we're not interworking ISDN parameters or anything like that. We're just providing this service. And
okay.
The service is transporting opaque blobs across a SIP network where the elements don't know anything about what it is and have no way of knowing what the information is.
That's a really important distinction, right? Because I think, so you're saying, so we can have an all SIP network, there's not a circuit in sight, and there'd still be valid usage for this header field as defined by this draft, right?
Yes, the devices that would use this would be ones that formerly had an ISUP stack in them, essentially.
Well,
can I keep this?
No.
And the idea is to migrate this towards something else in the future.
Do you guys like my no PRI hat, a gift from Richard? Okay, because that that's important because I thought what you were sort of saying is, we can't do this mapping to and from ISDN because it doesn't have this concept of metadata, which is obviously true, right? But if the scope of this document were strictly limited to ISDN interworking, then that makes sense as an argument. But you're saying it doesn't.
Well, one endpoint is going to be is going to be ISDN.
No, I thought you said that this document is in fact applicable in a network where there's not a circuit in sight.
It could evolve to that if both endpoints that previously were ISDN upgraded and eventually
this extension will also be used for native SIP endpoints implementing similar services. So saying the scope includes future scenarios not involving ISDN interworking, no circuits, where I want to do the same kind of stuff, call center or transfer-ish things.
Correct. No ISUP interworking or ISDN interworking, but providing this strict ISDN service with all the limitations of
the statement you're saying is what we ought to do is take the services currently defined in ISDN and replicate it in SIP, so that's exactly how it would work in an all SIP environment. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm even more confused now. So I'm a little bit confused by there's all these references to ISUP in there everywhere, but I don't think really that has much to do with ISUP. To me, this is replicating the type of functionality that you'd get in Q931, actually, not ISUP.
The user info.
And are you doing this on purpose, or is it just to confuse us?
We just added the ISUP reference. It didn't have it prior to about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was better like that, better a few weeks ago then. That would be my comment. I think it's making it, it's confusing me, and I think it makes it look like it's some sort of ISUP into working, but I really don't think it is.
Okay. We can try to make that more clear.
Yeah, so what I really like about this is, so now if you want to do user-to-user info in the abstract sense between just two SIP user agents, like where this may evolve to, then I could use info, I could use subscribe notify, and I can use this header. That's cool.
This is call control. This is used at the time of a setup correlated with an invite. Anything else wouldn't use this mechanism.
Yeah, it's just more options. It really helps inner working.
Well, infos have to be sent in a dialogue, so you can't use that approach.
Okay, Martin Dolly. We support this for basic user-to-user type applications independent of the endpoint.
Keith Drage. Yeah, I mean, I've seen this discussion we've been having going on in the background. I mean, effectively, the information you're into working with in the PSTN is not ISDN information. It's an application blob that happens to be carried by the ISDN. Therefore, the interworking point can't decode it and pass it on. Therefore, all it can do, if you actually want to interwork it, is just pass on the blob transparently. Now, inherently, that gives you a capability in the SIP of passing on, using this header to pass on blobs transparently, even if the CS domain is not there, even if the PSTN is not there. I think, generally, in that case, I don't believe you should actually use it. You should use one of the preferred SIP mechanisms and try and keep this solely for when you're into working with the ISDN. But it's obviously unpoliceable. Thank you.
Okay. I think the way to do that is to describe in perhaps another draft how you do this in a completely native SIP world so that this doesn't get misused in that scenario. Okay. So basically just looking for continued feedback on the proposed header field mechanism.
I guess, yeah, you got a lot of feedback today on scope and everything, so let's keep on continuing discussing on the list. And Alan is going to